Good. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to meet together to worship you this morning. And as we do so, I pray that you will speak into each of our hearts and minds here this morning the words and the things that you're wanting to share with each of us. And Lord, so therefore at the end of this service, might we go away knowing that we've met and heard from you. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Good. Now, just a reminder of the reading that Peter's just read to us. And you remember from Matthew 24? I'm just going to read just a few verses. Starting at verse 37. Verse 37. And Jesus says this: "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. This is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man." And he goes on to say in verse 42, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." I have, today being Advent Sunday, I thought we would have, by way of a change, now, hopefully, you can see the boxes. If you can't, please feel free to move. Otherwise, you won't get to heaven. Good. Advent Sunday. We're looking at the beginning of the church's year. And one of the key things about Advent Sunday is to be prepared. And I thought we would sort of concentrate on three aspects, hence the three boxes. And you're going to help me as we look through. So we're going to be looking at being prepared. Prepared for what? So, first clue coming up. How about that? What? Christmas pudding? Are you sure? Absolutely right. Well done. I'm well impressed, actually. That was a great effort. Christmas pudding. It is a Christmas pudding. A friend of ours every year provides us with Christmas puddings. This is one of them. So, Christmas pudding. So, we might also sort of, I could have waved around some scissors and some sellotape and Christmas cards and things like this. So we are preparing for Christmas, for the coming of Jesus, aren't we? We're not preparing for St. Amazon or St. John Lewis or St. Tesco or St. Lidl. We're preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus, because it's Jesus, as we know, who is lying behind Christmas. Jesus is God's rescue plan for us. The time when God takes human form and at a point of our history comes down into our world. And he does it so that he takes the punishment that was duly ours, which is death. And he opts to do that for each one of us here and every other person in the world. That's what we're celebrating. The birth of Jesus. Of course, we're going to celebrate. Of course we're going to have it with families and friends. Of course we're going to have mince pies and all sorts of other goodies. And that's absolutely wonderful and absolutely fine. But at the heart, we remember that it's Jesus born in that stable for us is the real thing that we are celebrating. Now you know all that. So there's nothing new about that. So the first thing is, in Advent, Jesus is coming as our Saviour, is what we're remembering and celebrating and being prepared for. Because the preparation is vitally important. You know, we've got something like 16 of us at Christmas. That requires a lot of preparation, as you realise. Both in terms of food, both in terms of accommodation, sleeping rides and so on. A lot of work has to go in to make it a success. We can't have our family, for example, from America pitching up, having flown over and arriving, and us saying, oh, go just drive around the block again while we get the beds ready. It doesn't work like that, does it? There's a lot of work goes on to make it a success. So as we prepare for Christmas, both in practical ways to celebrate, but we also need to prepare spiritually for Christmas. Part of the waiting, part of looking forward, part of remembering and thinking about what God has done for each of us. So first thing, be prepared for Jesus' first coming as Saviour. The second box. Contains that, a heart. You know, it's fine to prepare. It's fine to recognise the facts about what Jesus has done. It's fine and important to believe in him as well. But that should have an effect on our lives. Our lives should be reflecting something of Jesus in one way or another. It might be in acts of service. Remember in Corinthians, Paul says, we proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. So it might be in acts of service that we're preparing. It might be in the sort of people that we are, and hopefully it is. You know, the fruit of the Spirit should be seen in our lives. Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, mercy, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. All of those things. And that is a direct result of recognizing and accepting and believing that Jesus has come to be my Saviour. And if there is no change in our lives, then there is something wrong. There's something not quite right somewhere. I don't mean to say that we're expected to lead perfect lives, because we're not. We're human beings. We fail from time to time. It's like me quite often. But over and above that, there should be other things in our lives which reflect something of God's love and God's goodness. It's interesting, isn't it, with the with all the thing about general election and so on now, how many of those qualities are actually displayed in candidates of all parties? Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, mercy, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Perhaps that might influence us when we vote. Perhaps not. So, The second thing is we need to be prepared in our lives for Jesus as his people. So it's being prepared for Christmas and to celebrate his birth. We are sorting things in our own lives so that we become more and more like Jesus. And the third thing to be prepared for is what? Now, those of you who were at the first service should know this, because Brenda, in fact, touched on this. Not more than touched it, she made a major point on it. Oh, could be right, Pam. Let's have a look. And then I have, oh, a glass. What is on the glass? Oh, perhaps I'll get David to read it, because David, have you got your glasses? Can you read that?
Jesus is coming, look busy.
There we are. My glass says, Jesus is coming, look busy. One of my daughters gave me that as a present some while ago. And it's actually, it's amusing, but it actually is a truth. There's a very, several truths in this. Jesus promises that he is going to come again. We heard it in the reading that Peter read to us, and I just repeated just now. And the danger is that we become so busy that we busy him out. It's a sobering thought as to the consequences of that. Jesus says that in the readings that we've had. You remember in the days of Noah, people were giving and being married, eating and drinking, and up to the day that Noah went into the ark and the flood came and washed them all away. Brent and I went down to Ipswich last week actually to look at the floating Noah's Ark to go in, which is there at Orwell Quay. It's a half-size replica. It's very impressive. Inside it contains various, what's the word I'm looking for, displays of stories from the Old Testament mainly. Not completely, but mainly. But the Ark is in itself, this thing is, it's a huge, huge thing. Amazing. If you go, and it is worth going, let me just give you a little bit of advice. Make sure you wrap up warm, because there is no heating. No heating. But yes, you know, Jesus' warning is that so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. You know, when he comes again, and he is coming again, it's a bittersweet moment. There will be judgment, there will be a separation. Do you remember the story that Jesus told about the sheep and the goats? And how the separation occurs there. On the basis, not of belief, but actually on how they worked out their lives. Did they give food and drink to the hungry and thirsty? Visit the people in prison. So how we lead our lives is vitally important. And what the Bible is stressing, and what Jesus' own words are stressing, is that we should be ready so that when he does come, we're not going to be caught unawares. And if the first two boxes are okay, then we're moving in the right way, being ready for Jesus' coming again. So yes, let's be prepared to celebrate Jesus' birth this Christmas in all ways, materially and spiritually. Let us check in our own lives how that is working through and prepare our own lives for him, so that when he comes again, we are ready for him and can stand before him as his people without fear, to receive the blessings and the promises that he gives to all who trust in him. So Advent, be prepared. Make the most of it. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you for this time of preparation. Help us, we pray, to use it well and to use it properly, so that, Lord, we might grow ever closer to you and clearly be the people that you call us out to be. Your people in this, your world, so that we can be rejoicing when you come again in all your glory. Amen.